There's a new movie out called Look Up, starring Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Jonah Hill, and a typical cast of liberals and leftists and environmentalists. And the movie is actually quite funny. And it's worth seeing. The movie, well, Leonardo DiCaprio plays a scientist who he and his colleague, played by Jennifer Lawrence, have discovered that there's a 5 to 10 kilometer diameter asteroid heading toward Earth that will impact Earth in about 6 months. And they attempt to bring awareness of this event, which is a, you know, an extinction level event called an ELE, to the president, who is in this movie a female, a woman, looks like a Republican woman. And the entire Oval Office and the government and the military, like, nobody cares that Earth is about to be hit by a civilization-ending asteroid in 6 months. So the movie goes through all the shenanigans of how insane society is, even though there is an impending disaster that will end civilization as we know it. But what's fascinating to me about the film is that leftists, and this is a film obviously created by leftists and starring Leonardo DiCaprio and so on, they think that this film is a metaphor for climate change and the threat that climate change poses to human civilization in their minds. But the joke is on them, because carbon dioxide is not a poison. Carbon dioxide is actually the single most important molecule for growing trees and plants and food on the planet. And while the left has demonized CO2, and they've said they want Earth to be cold, and they want it to be dry, they want less rainfall, they want lower ocean levels, and they want lower CO2, which would harm the rainforests and all the plants and food production, they themselves are creating the crisis that threatens human civilization. In other words, the radical left is the asteroid that's about to strike Earth, and they've shut down fossil fuels in Europe. There's a massive energy crisis in Germany right now and other European nations as well, because they've tried to turn to green energy solutions and those solutions are failing. And what leftists don't seem to understand, because, well, they're not that bright, they don't realize that fertilizer is created through the Haber process, H-A-B-E-R. The Haber process uses hydrocarbons from fossil fuels to directly synthesize the fertilizer key ingredients, such as ammonia, using nitrogen out of the atmosphere. So you take hydrocarbons or hydrogen from hydrocarbons, and you take nitrogen from atmosphere, you combine them, you get NH3, which is ammonia, and ammonia is the key ingredient for fertilizer that feeds 3.8 billion human beings on the planet right now. So yes, there is a climate catastrophe. The catastrophe is the climate hysteria that's pushed by the left. And because of that, they are shutting down the key materials to create fertilizer that feeds half the world's population. In other words, the left is causing mass global famine and starvation as they claim to try to save the planet. So really, yeah, there is a 5 to 10 kilometer diameter asteroid heading toward Earth, metaphorically speaking. It's liberalism, it's socialism, it's communism. That's the disaster that threatens human civilization. So really, the joke is on the creators of this movie. The joke's on them. They are the joke in thinking that climate change is going to destroy the planet. But they also miss something else that's just as big, which is the vaccine bioweapon, which is a depopulation instrument to try to kill off, at least in an effort to kill off, 90% of the human population. I don't think they will succeed at that, but they will kill probably 1 to 2 billion people over the next decade or so. So there is a civilization-ending threat against our planet in addition to Marxism and communism, and it's known as these COVID vaccines, which aren't even really vaccines technically. Remember, they had to change the definition of vaccines in order to make these qualify, because they're really gene-altering, you know, non-vaccine injections. In fact, there's a new study came out. 68 countries were studied. This was published in a major journal. I don't have the link in front of me, but I'll put it in an article. And it found that vaccination rates across 68 countries have no correspondence, no correlation to COVID outbreaks. In other words, vaccines don't stop COVID. They don't stop outbreaks. They don't stop the pandemic. They do nothing to stop this whole thing. Vaccines have a different purpose. They do not stop the pandemic. What do they achieve? They achieve infertility, cancer deaths, autoimmune deaths, myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, all of this. So vaccines are depopulation weapons. They have nothing to do with boosting immune function whatsoever. That's a threat to human civilization. But the left loves vaccines. They love masks. They love vaccines. They love all of it because they love to be obedient. So since vaccines are loved by leftists, you probably won't be surprised to find that 92% of LGBT members, or people who self-identify as LGBT, they've taken the vaccines. And they don't realize that they're being depopulated by the vaccines. And the vaccine uptake rates in blue cities are extremely high, very often in the 90 percentile range. And that's where the deaths are already, it's already accelerating. The CDC put out a warning just, 2 weeks ago, saying there are going to be 15,000 Americans dead per week. By Christmas, that was their warning. Their number's actually low. It's more like 25,000 Americans dead per week, and it's because of the vaccines, not, quote, COVID. So yeah, there is a real threat. There is a real kind of, a metaphorical asteroid heading towards planet Earth right now that's going to impact us in the next 6 months quite dramatically, and it's the vaccine death shot. And the very same type of people who made this movie, Look Up, people like Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence and so on, they're all in favor of the vaccine, aren't they? They've all taken the vaccine, or at least they claim they did. They probably took a saline shot because they're smart enough to know not to take the real death shot. But they're pushing vaccines on others. So in effect, the people who made this film, mocking the lack of a government response in the face of an impending doom emergency, these people themselves are creating the emergency by urging people to take injections that will kill them, that will cause depopulation and the economic collapse of their blue cities and blue states and even entire societies. Nations will fall because of the mass death caused by these so-called vaccines. It's a whole new level of irony that these people just don't get. They are the joke. And they are killing themselves. So now we see it accelerating. Just the other day, a 49-year-old New York Times editor, forgot his name, but he died right after taking the booster shot. And he bragged about it. He was, I got my booster shot. It's so awesome. So great. Boom. Dead from a heart attack. No history of heart problems, of course. The vaccine killed him. These liberals don't realize yet, and I guess many of them never will, they don't realize that they are committing vaccine suicide. But as long as they're obedient, they think that that fulfills their purpose, because to be liberal is to be an obedience worshiper and to reject reality. So just being a liberal person, by definition, means you have to reject real evidence, real science. You have to reject biology. Otherwise, how could you believe in transgenderism? You have to reject all this and believe in the cult of leftism. And the cult says that carbon dioxide is a horrible pollutant molecule, which is completely false. The cult says that carbon dioxide is bad for the planet and too much carbon dioxide will kill everything. And in order to green the planet, we need less carbon dioxide. They're completely insane. Carbon dioxide is what turns the planet green. Carbon dioxide is the greening molecule. That's why they use it in greenhouses to make plants grow. It's the miracle molecule of life on planet Earth. But if you're a member of the left-wing cult, you think carbon dioxide is bad and vaccines are good. So they've flipped it completely backwards. In reality, carbon dioxide is good. Vaccines are deadly. So I guess we should enjoy these films like Look Up while these people are still alive, because many of them won't be for much longer. And, you know, let's face it, leftists like this, they are very creative people. They're good at storytelling. They're good at filmmaking. And they tell themselves all kinds of stories. The problem is they believe their own stories, even when they're false. So it has all the earmarks of an actual cult, of course. But they do make some entertaining movies. And so we should enjoy them while these people are still living. As I said, many of them won't be living for much longer. They're going to die from cancer. They're going to die from autoimmune disorders, neurological disorders, and vascular problems such as heart attacks and strokes and so on. And we know this because we understand cause and effect. We know that the mRNA vaccine, once injected into your arm, circulates through your bloodstream to your entire body. And there the mRNA, it penetrates cell membranes, goes into the cells of your heart, of your lungs, of your brain, of your liver, and it unleashes its payload of instructions to tell those organs to manufacture spike protein bioweapons. And as those spike proteins are manufactured, your body responds with an immune system response. And this is where the killer lymphocytes then attack those organs, such as the heart, or the lungs, or the liver, or the brain. This is the classic autoimmune response. So yeah, you inject people with mRNA vaccines, the toxic nanoparticles are generated, the spike proteins, and then people's organs are attacked by their own immune systems. And then that's how they are killed. How do you think this 49-year-old, seemingly healthy New York Times editor died just the other day? Because he was hit with a biological weapon. Now, he never believed that because, like all leftists, he was brainwashed into lining up and taking the death shot, thinking that government was his savior, thinking that authority was his savior, that Big Pharma cared about him, and that, oh, Biden was a good leader trying to force everybody to take these vaccines. So just understand, folks, you can't wake these people up. You can't red pill leftists because they're multiple layers deep into their delusions. They will die before they reject the delusions that define their very existence. And again, they think climate change is an actual crisis. They think the oceans are going to rise 100 feet in 3 years, you know, even though all their predictions have been wrong in the past, all of them. All the scaremonger, oh, we only have 10 years left to live in 1995. And they say it again every 10 years. And it never happens. The oceans are fine. I mean, except for the pollution. The microplastics pollution is real. I mean, we do have environmental problems with pollution and heavy metals and pesticides and GMOs and all that garbage. I get that. That's real. But we don't have a problem with CO2. We need more CO2 to produce more food and have a more abundant food supply in order to stop famine around the world. Anyway, it's an interesting look into the twisted psyche of leftists. So you might want to watch, look up. And it is pretty funny, by the way. And Jonah Hill, let me just say, Jonah Hill is about the funniest guy in film today. That guy is so talented. He's just hilarious, his delivery and everything. I don't agree with his politics, but as just a pure Hollywood entertainer and actor, Jonah Hill is as good as they come. I'm telling you, he's super hilarious. Definitely worth watching. All right, everybody, take care. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.